This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. I love Katie Pavlich. I don't know why they don't have her on Fox more. She's one of the smarter people there, et cetera, et cetera. She just tweeted out, think about this. Trump could put Supreme Court Justice Alito in as Attorney General and then fill the SCOTUS seat at the same time. Wow. Could Alito get confirmed? Oh, my goodness. I remember the first time when Alito was up in front of these. Mrs. Alito started crying and left the room, and that kind of helped him. He is the most brilliant guy I've ever, right up there, that what? I've ever interviewed. And I've done it seven times with Justice Alito.
Why would Alito want that, though?
Well,
I feel like, is the Supreme Court not a higher position than AG? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously different.
Yeah. It depends on, I'm not sure of an indicator why he'd want to do that. If he actually had the power associated with Attorney General, this guy's driven. And he may, it's kind of a cloister life and all that. I'm not sure why Katie thought about him, what indicator is out there. Well, I think because they're thinking of his age and Clarence Thomas's age, and they want to get somebody younger in, but they would give Alito to be Attorney General. Something where, man, he could really go to town.
And I really wonder, after everything that his wife has been put through and all the flag stuff that we're seeing.
Well, I think his wife is every bit as aggressive as anything she's faced, Dan.
No, but I'm saying it's like, at that point, though, is it just like maybe you want to find a, light at the end of the tunnel of public service, so you go be AG for a couple of years, and then you go off into the sunset in a very respected manner.
Well, I don't know that he would, because I think the sparks that would fly with Alito there. Oh, my God. Well, I know who would go off. Well, you know what? Why don't you send a note? We asked her to come on. Just say, hey, Diane, if you think the Supreme Court is bad now, Diane Merseglia, Dom thinks that Justice Alito of the Dobbs decision might be the new Attorney General. We await your comment. Tell us at the next meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Diane. You know you want to come on the show and spill your guts. Come on. I'll shut up for 5 minutes. You can tell the world you know, all the nonsense you wanted. We're going to have to. Can you imagine what she was thinking when Scott Presler was holding forth yesterday? He did look a little bit like Dak in the Patrick Henry days. The way he was dressed, the whole operation, et cetera. When I was on with Nick this morning talking about the NAC event, he said he's 6'5". Yeah. And there was a supposition that Dan will do some push-ups at the NAC.
Yeah, I heard that, and I completely denied.
I know. I thought that, yeah, we have to send Henry over there, too. I have to take the day off in order to show. We're at a gym. We're at one of the world's most fabulous, up-to-date gyms.
No,
with
no
workout
thanks.
People
no
coming in and out. We did hear there might be a dance recital going on right next to us, and there might be a little interact. So who knows? It's going to be a fabulous day, though.
I also heard that you had like a 6'10 woman in your family.
Yes,
this
my
is
mother's
news
side.
To me.
On the mother's side. So I would have been in.
6'10?
Yeah, 6'10. That was
no,
the allegation.
Really?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
How are you so short?
Well, when you see the Italian heritage part of it, you know, then you get an idea of.
I mean, you're 6'1 and a half. You're not short.
6'1 and a quarter. Yeah, 6'1 and a quarter and a half. I only go by the quarter. Yeah. So
6'10.
And Nick
Brittany
said,
Griner.
Brittany Griner allegedly now a soulmate of Kevin Durant. Did you see that? Google.
No, really.
Oh, look at the pictures. Yes.
Oh yeah.
This is a shocking. Couple here. I'm not making it up. I've seen it in several places today.
Wait.
That is, yes.
Yeah. Reportedly in a secret relationship
yes.
for TMZ.
Oh,
I thought she played for the other team.
Well,
she's in the WNBA, yes.
Yes, but that
different,
may,
different team, yeah.
That may be after all that she's been through. Maybe there's been a turnaround here of sorts. That seems to be. Kevin Durant? I don't know. He might be showing the jump shot. I'm not sure what he's doing there. All right, but 855-839-12. Isn't that a perfect example, seeing the two of them, Dan, in that picture standing there, of why women can't compete against men, in that Brittany Griner, not now, but when she first broke in, I mean, you come down the lane, she's going to block your shot. She's enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant would just jump over her or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, to see it.
I'd like to see him go one-on-one. I think it might be a little closer than you'd expect.
Yeah. Guy's 7 foot.
I
feel like Griner's got the power, though. I mean, Durant's kind of scrawny, you know? Maybe.
Yeah, the first time he runs into her, she'll crumple. Yeah. Okay, so jump in on the side question, too. Something that is still masculine, 2024, Matt Gaetz out. Now, don't hit me on Twitter, and I'll call in. Tell us what you think. I don't see it as a loss. We don't know who the potential AG is going to be, and it will be telling if once we hear the name that Trump has now about whether this was a ruse or not, something to do to get rid of the ethics report. I don't think so. I think he was trying to do it. Saw what happened yesterday. It was abysmal meeting with these senators. There was only a few that were going to be with Gaetz. Why go through that fight? What was going to be the uptick? Or do you see it a loss and say, wow, I'm kind of surprised they backed down this easily? Now, there will be huge fights with Hegseth. RFK Jr. might be the biggest fight in the end. Tulsi Gabbard, these are going to be hellacious. I don't think any of the others are going to drop out now after this one. That would really start a domino effect. But I'm a little bit surprised. I thought we were going to get this going forward. And are you in the camp that says, look, you know, I never was a Gaetz person. Trump wanted him, okay, but I wasn't signing off on that. This is the weakest of the picks when we've asked about it. What's the strongest at this point? Well, the one that's the most obvious it's going to get through is Marco Rubio. I could see Rubio getting an 85 or so, maybe even a little bit more. Doesn't make him the strongest pick. I just think he's going to be very good in the role. The others, a lot of this is going to be very, very close. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. By the way, with all that's happening, a name has surfaced. And Dan, I'm usually not a conspiracy theorist. I leave that territory to you. Could this be a conspiracy, though? We think that Larry Krasner with the change of tenor of everything, is going to have a real race this time, and there's going to be a Democrat against him. Now, I think it's going to be Derek Green, who's a former councilman, is tight with Sherelle Parker administration, African-American. Now this name surfaces of a guy named Charles Gibbs. He's a defense attorney, but there's a twist here. He's African-American, and he's at a defense team that is, I think, one of the best in the world. McGonigal Perry. These are the guys you see in the big cases. I think McGonigal was the defense attorney for Mark Houck. But they also defend police officers who had been wronged by people like Krasner. They were the police officers involved with Mark Dial, the guy over in Kensington that I believe is still in jail. Ryan Palnall, remember that officer who was wronged by Krasner, probably going to make a lot of money in his suit against what happened to him, former cop. So you might see this guy and Derek Green, but would they cancel each other out? And then that's what happened the first time when Krasner won. But I think Larry Krasner is going to have a race this time. It's not going to be some Republican at the 11th hour, somebody with no money, somebody, you know, all that stuff. And I think he knows it. Is Philadelphia finally tired of this based upon what we've seen in the last election and going forward? And that will be coming up right after the holidays. We'll know. Dan, he's not answering anybody now. I'd say after Christmas, we would get him on. I'm interested in this guy, Charles Gibbs, because he strikes me as a perfect candidate to push back on Krasner. He's got a lot of stuff that should appeal in the Democrat primary. We'll see. You'll start to see Krasner maybe ease up. Maybe not. I mean, he is what he is. And he's one of a kind. And this era in Philadelphia with Krasner should be long remembered. This great experiment. Always talking about the experiment as people die. All right, let's go to... let's go to the Earl of Tacconi here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon. What?
The 2023 Horror of the Year!
So what do you think of the Gates dropout, Earl?
I agree with both you and Dan. I feel that Gates was probably the one best suited to stir things up, that he needed support. But I also agree with you that he's not a hill to die on. And that, you know, hopefully Trump will pick someone that will do the job and will help make some changes. But like you said, it would have been an uphill battle, and it would have been a waste of time to really put too much effort and resources into Gates, knowing that there's a very strong chance that he was not going to win.
I'll tell you, Katie Pavlich may be way out there, Earl. I'm not sure where she's getting this from, but if it's Sammy Alito and I hear that before the end of the show, we got to break out the champagne. Oh, man, as Attorney General, I couldn't imagine. God.
Well, Marsaglia does have to realize that she probably supports Alito because there is precedent. William Howard Taft.
That's right.
William Howard Taft was president of the United States. After he left as president, he was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
That's right.
So moving from branch to branch is not unheard of.
No, absolutely. So, Earl, what do you have on your Christmas lights?
I have to send you guys a photo of, actually, it's my parents' house. It takes me 5 days to put the lights up. So I always start around November 1st because, you know, sometimes the weather's bad or work takes a precedent or something like that. But I also agree with the fact that they shouldn't be lit until at least Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving.
There you go. Absolutely. It's Maisy, I tell you. Dan wouldn't be doing that.
So we still haven't done the outdoor yet. We haven't done the outdoor. Okay. We will be doing that. We did put do you know the little candles that kind of have like the little flicker? They go on battery power that you put in the windows. We put those up. Okay. We have the Christmas tree. We have some, we decorated the Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
But now I kind of want to call Earl off air to see if I can pay him to come do the lights. So I don't have to worry.
Okay. All right. So, hey, Earl, what is masculine in 2024? Still masculine.
Hopefully I don't get in trouble for this. I was going to say a penis, but with Rachel Levine and Leah Thomas, that doesn't count anymore. So I'm going to say hunting. I mean, there are some famous female hunters, but I think for the most part, hunting is considered still to be a man's sport.
I think that's pretty accurate, yes. All right, so 855-839-1210. Wait until you hear the person, Dan, he had the story too. I'm fascinated that this assemblywoman's last name is Fantasia.
It's a great name.
Yes, Dawn Fantasia. Fantasia. It's like stepped out of Hollywood. In Jersey, because of the bear problem, they've come up with these crazy rules if you want to have a bird feeder. And there's a lot of pushback on this.
I don't know why the hell they're so concerned about bears if you can outrun one.
Well, that's right. That's what my testimony would be.
You cannot outrun bears, Dom. It's not that easy.
With that attitude.
The thing that is interesting about this is rural New Jersey is saying it's because these city folks don't understand. We like bird feeders. It has to be 10 feet high, and you take it down every night and take it in, right?
How?
Yes, that's what I'd like to know. That's where we're going to find out.
Unhook it and...
This is one of the all-time, even for Jersey, this is as big of a government overreach maybe as we've seen, because it's bizarre, because they don't care. They just continue to do these things. That's all coming up. And Scott Presler here at 2:15. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Dom G or Dano show. Welcome in. So one name proposed intrigues me for Attorney General. I don't see any, number of people saying this. Harmeet Dhillon, who we really liked when she ran for various operations. I think she'd be excellent. She's a very good combination of things. But it's going to be intriguing. Does Trump wait a couple days before he announces it? We still don't know the FBI. We believe Dan Bongino, Secret Service. Now, he was Secret Service for a lot of years. Think he'd be a really good choice. That might be a pretty big confrontation, though, to put it mildly. And I've been reading more with the Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. There's some interesting things about curtailing government. Cutting $2 trillion, though, is pretty good. You know what the hurdle is, though? The hurdle is that you have people in Congress who continue to feed this. What leverage? How do you go after them on this? Some of it with executive action they're talking about. One of the most intriguing things is moving some of these federal agencies outside Washington, get a different perspective, etc. Some of the Beltway crowd that's been in there forever, maybe they wouldn't go. That could be done. That we may see more of that done. But the FBI pick is going to be one of my favorite. After all that we've seen with the FBI, that's where reform really has to be a centerpiece. But the Gates news is... people have moved on already. I don't see people saying, oh, my God, we've just given up. Why didn't we fight? Are you one of those, or did you get it? Come on. This was, at best, a huge uphill battle, given all the bigger battles that you have to fight. And they will find a Trump loyalist to put into the attorney general's office that's going to attempt to reform it, that's going to get confirmed. So who becomes the next confirmation now where the biggest fight will be? I'd say RFK Jr. They're afraid of him. And this stuff on public health is right in the wheelhouse of reform. You heard Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dan, thank you for getting him. I was surprised we were able to get him. And he even likes Captain Chuckies a lot. Make that man Health and Human Services. Let's play the Health and Human Services. People may not have heard it right at the top of the show, though. This is Cut 11. Listen to
this.
Give
me about 30 seconds before you go to that.
Okay. Listen to the testimony. We have it, Dan, there. Yeah.
I'm just pulling another.
Yeah, okay,
cut.
Yeah.
Never mind. I can't do it now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Here is the Health and Human Services head. This came up today because we have this report out of Florida. Where did these unaccompanied minors go? Well, in some cases, they put them in the strip clubs. And this guy says, it's a Schultz thing. I know nothing. Listen to this.
That in that report, it revealed that children were pimped out by their aunt, which it turns out the aunt wasn't even related to the child, the so-called aunt. Are you familiar with that story that was in there?
There are a number of incidents that are reported in that Florida report. Some of them I can probably recall better than others. Some of them I would challenge and dispute, but that one I don't remember.
And do you remember the teenage girl that was in a house with unknown men with no private bedroom for her? Are you familiar with the sponsors that utilize a strip club in Jacksonville as an address for where this child, where a child should be settled?
Congressman, as I said, I don't have the information on that Florida grand jury report in front of me. I certainly can go back and take a look at it and try to get back to you.
All right. So, again, they never have anything in front of them. We're always going to circle back. The unaccompanied minors, 400,000 of them. And this guy's the head of Health and Human Services, and we're worried about RFK Jr. being in there. One health-connected thing, though. I think I know where RFK Jr. would be on this. He'd be against it. New study out, 5-year study. The Inquirer can't wait to tell you there's limited evidence that Philadelphia is doing better, even though there's still a ton of obesity 5 years after the soda tax. Now, I'm not sure that the study doesn't indicate it's done better. It's just not as bad as surrounding areas. Really, if you walked around Philadelphia? So the idea is we should be punishing people then with this as the guidance, the soda tax. What's the next product we ought to punish them on to make it that they are reluctant to buy it? The cheesesteak, the donut? What are some of the other things we should do? Shouldn't that be what they're doing in public health? No, this is exactly the wrong sort of approach to public health. If you want to continue to inform people, but you don't punish them. You don't take away a little bit of stuff that they like in their life because you don't like it, because you don't think they ought to be drinking sodas. All right, here's Fetterman reacting to Matt Gaetz dropping out.
Holy sh! I didn't see that coming.
No.
I mean, like, yes, he was the ultimate troll. And people have the opportunity, they can freak out over things and respond. And if you want to do that, you don't have to. You better pace yourself, though, because it's not even Thanksgiving. And we don't have to react and take unserious things so seriously that the world's going to spin off its axis the way it is right now. But I just heard something. I heard that Trump is going to issue a new silver dollar to commemorate that. So I think that's going to be the next cycle.
You know, every time that he moves a little bit toward common sense and reason, then he goes into this. And then...
One step forward, three steps.
Yeah, you know, then you have to go after him in the manner. That's why when Dr. Oz, when we get him on, Dan, I might have to ask, what was going on in your mind at that point? Why not go after those two people? They sickened me. Those two journalists in the debate, they kept on going back to him on abortion. because the other guy couldn't put his sentence together. Let's go to Jerry in Washington Township on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, welcome in.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Good, Jerry.
About the thing that's still only men, excuse me, I have a cold.
Yeah.
Is the beard, like Vance has, not the full long Santa Claus beard, but the shadowy beard.
You're a fan of the beard. I am not a fan of any. I wish I could be more clean shaven.
Jerry, wouldn't Dom look better with a 5 o'clock shadow?
No, I wish I would have a shaver right here. Henry, get in with some hot lather. Come on now. Let's do
it. Still waiting on the handlebar mustache from Henry.
Yeah.
That's a real man. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dom.
With the beard.
We're going to have to take your name card away from you.
So the beard, how? What is some facial hair? It looks awful. Come on now.
No, it doesn't.
No,
oh, God.
Let me ask you this, the question that matters most, happy wife, happy life. Where does Rose stand on this, Dom?
Well, she likes a little scratchy.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yes. Not a beard,
all
though.
Women,
come on.
No. All women do. It makes you look more masculine.
Oh,
yep,
God.
Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you, Jerry.
It
was a great call.
Look at the compliments in between the lines.
I'll go change a tire right now. How do you like that, Jerry?
Oh. I'll put some hair on your chin.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. I'm waiting with Joe of Exon.
Grow a beard, Dom. You'll never go back.
I wonder what Joe of Exon's going to come. Did you, Henry? Yeah, the beard. It's just the itchiness, the thought of it. You ever see the golfers at the end of the round having to scratch their head?
It itches for the first portion, but then you get used to it and you forget you even have it until something gets stuck in
it. I can't even have one of those, a watch or a bracelet on. It just itches me thinking of it. And Ro wears these sweaters now, the itchy sweaters, looking at them.
My thing is, if there's a pill on the band of my underwear, that underwear has to go in the trash. I can't have any pills on my...
Pills?
Yeah, like pills. Like, you know...
Like the little pill.
Like when material like, pills and it has like the little, like the hard...
That's
like,
what it's called. Okay,
yeah.
I'm in agreement with that.
Okay,
I agree.
Good,
yeah, absolutely. By the way, whatever happened with Jimmy Matthews running in his boxer shorts?
Did
he do it?
Yeah. He did it.
What was the time? 32 seconds, I think.
Yeah,
I heard
32 seconds. He made it up there. There was a couple other listeners out there. And
with a flag. Okay.
Good sport. Yeah, with the flag, a Kale Company flag. Really good sport, Jimmy Matthews. I got to admit. Maybe it might give you at least one time of saying former President Trump. Well, you can't anymore. Never mind.
Well, I can, for him, since he did that, I will say former President Trump.
Future
then I'll
President
go back
Trump.
To him. I think that Scott Presler said, President 45, 46, and 47 yesterday in his speech. It sounded like that. Presler will be here at 2:15 today by a lot of demand. Coming up, though, we're going to speak with Assemblyperson Dawn Fantasia. This, even for Jersey, this is the story that you just want to chuckle at and also be mad at the same time. Bird feeder regulation because of bears. You know, just outrun them. Get a tracksuit. Get into shape. You don't have to worry about the bird feeder then. All right, we'll talk with her next. Hey, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. Their Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. So just contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com. This is a free water test. Call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Sometimes, even in the middle of these big issues and all that, you see something that is both silly, but it illustrates government overreach, which I think a lot of people in the last election, even if they didn't label it, they're tired of it. They're tired of it, these people telling you what you can't say, what you can't eat, what you can't do, and our bird feeders.
What?
Now, we never had a bird feeder per se. I'm not sure if it's enough of a city thing, but I know in rural areas of places like Jersey, there would be a ton of them. People love them.
Yeah.
Well, they're under fire. A bill would restrict the use of bird feeders.
What?
Because of the bears. Now, we've all know one of my mantras. I don't know if the Assemblywoman will agree with me that you can outrun a bear, so why do we have to worry about the bird feed?
You cannot outrun a bear, Don. Is a bear on all? Is he on twos or all fours? That you're. Do we have to force the bear to remain on the twos?
As long as it's not that cocaine bear, you know, from the movie, then that might be trouble.
I got a question for Dawn though when she comes on though, because we got a back deck, right?
Yes.
And what is considered ground in this new thing? Is the ground where my deck is and 10 feet above that, or is since my deck's above ground?
Because the bear can walk up the deck.
Oh, you're. I guess the bear could climb the deck.
Is that deck legal? Better hold the weight of the bear.
That's also a good question then.
Yeah, let's go to Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia, District 24, I think Sussex County. Assemblywoman Dawn, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, what the heck? I mean, you see this. Are you in Sussex County?
I am, yes. Yeah. I live in Sussex County.
Okay. Kind of rural, I think, right? Fairly rural.
It's very rural. You know, different parts, I mean, different variations of rural. But for the most part, I can say, I heard what you said just prior to my coming on, you cannot outrun a bear.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you.
All right, so it's a real concern with the bear, but as we understand it, these government overreachers, and you have to deal with this every day, you have to put this up 10 feet high, and you have to take it down every day, put it away, and then bring it out the next day. My God, how are you going to have a bird feeder?
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, they're saying anything between April 1st you know, and November 30th, it's got to be on a cable or another device. I know you just said deck, maybe a deck, but obviously the bear would have a way to get to it. 10 feet above the ground, the area below the bird feeder, you can't have any seed on the ground. So you should probably have a conversation with the birds that visit it during the day to just keep their messes to a minimum that might fall.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, underneath. And the bird feeder has to be emptied or brought inside every night. So, like, think about, you know, we have retirees, some elderly that are really going to be climbing up 10 feet and bringing their bird feeder in and out every night. And if a bear does gain access to that feeder, you have to fix whatever the quote-unquote problem was or remove it within 48 hours or you are subject to that $1,000 hit.
So we're going to have the bird feeder police, another version. Just imagine people where you have to deal in the assembly every day. Some of the things in Jersey they've come up with, all the people that would be out there snooping on all these things, we'd have no unemployment. It's constant.
Absolutely ridiculous. You know, we were laughing and we said it's kind of like having an HOA on crack. You know, they're going to be putting an army of Karens together, you know, to monitor the neighborhoods for bird feeders. And, you know, but that's just honestly the tip of the iceberg with this. I don't know if you know the backstory of how this whole thing even came about. There were some anti-hunting advocates that approached some of these Democrat legislators in the more urban areas. And they went to the folks who kind of buy into the whole Disneyfication of black bears.
Right.
Because they have no experience whatsoever, right? So that's the underlying theme. And we've even received emails as legislators saying, you know, we're going to try to sneak in the bill eliminating deer baiting because deer baiting is going to attract bears. So that's how we get rid of deer baiting. So we in the assembly, we caught it on the Republican side. So when this bill went to the Senate Democrats, they pulled that part out right away. And the assembly Democrats who sponsored it said, oh, no, that wasn't our intention to get rid of deer baiting. So that was odd to me because either they didn't read it or didn't understand what the heck was in the bill. But so that got ripped out right away. So that was upsetting, I'm sure, to the anti-hunting activists. But then flash forward, there's a ton of taxpayers who totally unrelated to hunting, they could not care any less. They're not having the other aspect, which is the bird feeder and the garbage component. Right now we have, you know, these bear proof, and I say that tongue in cheek because nothing I've ever experienced is bear proof. I've had bears rip through two of my very expensive bear proof cans already. They know how to unscrew the caps. They know how to lay on it and pop it open. So the top of the line, alleged bear proof containers are about $550 for something that doesn't work.
Oh.
So keep that in mind. Yeah. So, you have people in my neck of the woods literally freaking out about the concept of if a bear gets in your garbage, breaks into your garage, breaks into your house, breaks into your car, if you left food, you know, a bag of takeout, whatever, in your seat, and bears are known to go into cars continuously and break into vehicles, you would be subject to this ludicrous fine for your unintentional feeding of bears. But again, these people who wanted all of these restrictions, they got nowhere with the legislators in District 24, 23, like all of us northern, northwestern right. Legislators, Republicans, absolutely not. And so what they did was they went hunting themselves, but they went hunting for Democrats who didn't know any better, who are legislators in cities, who don't live this. So that's how we ended up where we are right now.
And here's your comment, too. You might need to clean up the litter in your cities. Now, I'm in Philadelphia. We are the cleanest city in the, well.
So clean.
So, I think that's more fallacious than me outrunning the bear. Do bears actually break the windows of a car, though? How do they break into the car? They break the window?
Absolutely. Well, wow. I mean, if they're not, obviously, some people in more rural areas, they don't necessarily lock their cars. But even if they lock their vehicles, they can go through sunroofs. They can break windshields, the back window. We see it all the time. I used to live in a lake community in a different town in Sussex County years ago. And I had a bear-proof can in my shed and locked my shed doors. You know when you see a cartoon and you see an animal run through something and it's the shape of the animal?
Yes.
Well, that's what happened. The bear plowed head first.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I am going to use sickleology.
Exactly. Right head first through. I had a bear-shaped hole in my shed doors, got to the can, popped the bear-proof mechanism off, garbage everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And this was, I filed two insurance claims with my homeowner's insurance because it exceeded, the damage exceeded the $1,000 deductible. I mean, this wow. is what we deal with in rural New Jersey, you know, and these are the same people, you know, say, oh, the bears are so cute. You know, we have bears that two years ago attacked a woman going to her mailbox, attacked an elderly lady's pets, killed both of them. I got a call yesterday from a council member in one of our towns in Sussex County who said, I need to report this bear. This bear broke into my pheasant coop, killed every pheasant. And this is what we deal with. And we have people from the city saying, oh, no, they're so cute. Oh, they're wonderful. They're not wonderful. There's a booming overpopulation, and we have to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dawn, while we have you here, we're going to have a heck of a race to replace Phil Murphy. Which I don't know what we're going to do. We can't kid about the hair anymore. I hope he becomes a DNC chief and Miss Kitty or Kim goes with him. But have you taken a position yet, or are you waiting to see how the Republican primary shapes out?
Well, you know, I definitely have my own personal feelings about, you know, about a candidate. We are, as a team, because I actually run, you know, with my whole team in District 24, and then we join forces with some of the other candidates that go together. So we're going to be releasing our endorsement, you know, all together, you know, at some point very soon. But I can say that whoever the next, you know, Republican nominee is going to have to definitely stick with the momentum that has happened, that we have just seen.
Yeah, let me interrupt and ask you, Dawn, why? Why that type of momentum? What was particular issue or what?
Well, what was really, really important, and, you know, I've read this through, you know, this wasn't something of my own invention, but one of the most poignant things that I read that anybody said at one point is, you know, when you have communities crying out and saying, we want safer cities, you know, the Democrats' answer is, you know, bail reform and sanctuary. You know, when you say we need, you know, we need relief, we need tax relief, the answer from the Democrat side is to increase insurance premiums and, you know, costs across the board. So it seems that when the Democrat Party is very, very unresponsive and instead is married to the cause du jour, the social cause du jour, the pronoun, the politically correct piece, they literally wasted their time with that nonsense. And your average Joe said, hey, you know, I need to feed my family. You know, Sussex County, where I represent, is you know, pretty staunchly Republican. But as we move out into the more Passaic County regions, I mean, that was a solid Democrat stronghold, and Trump won by 5 points in Passaic County.
Wow.
He took the city of Passaic. He took the city of Passaic by 5 points when the presidential election prior, Republican lost, I want to say 20 points to Biden, 20, 25 points. So, you know, case in point, he needs to be, you know, whoever the nominee is, he or she from the Republican side, needs to be a person of the people, real boots on the ground, you know, a good listener, not buying into the social cause du jour, you know, not saying that everything is okay. Everything is not okay. You know, these crazy social issues that are damaging our families and our cities, it's not okay. And I think a strong candidate would be somebody that comes out and is willing to say, this is not okay.
Absolutely. Hey, we're so glad this crazy thing introduced you to us. Please keep us in your loop. And once you endorse and you're ready to talk some more, and I'll invite you to Mulligan's down in Wildwood. I know that's a hike, but all the big guests, we love your style. We'll talk Bears there. Maybe a bear race, Dan. We've never done the bear race there.
Yeah, where are we going to get a bear, Dom? Do you have any suggestions as to where we can find a bear? Because I don't.
Just leave a bird feeder
out. Well, you know, what I'm willing to do, I'm very willing, because I've said this often, every time they relocate a, quote, problem bear up to Sussex County, I say I'm so willing to throw it in the back of my pickup truck and I'll drop it off at Drumthwacket or, you know, any of these places where so I can bring one down to you, too. If you're really interested, we can do that.
Henry, you're on the bear watch there.
Smarter than the average bear.
All right. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you very much. Good luck with this and keep us in the loop, please.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks to Dan. Was this a 70and73.com story?
No, this was an Inside NJ newsletter, InsideNJ.com newsletter. Okay. Go subscribe. It came off of there.
Okay. And thank you for bringing it to our attention because what a government overreach. Idiots. Who are they going to endorse? That's what I'm waiting to see here. I'm waiting to see. A question is this in Jersey. Do they want somebody that they think can win and is a slight conservative, or are they going to go for somebody who's very conservative and he might be a disruptor? And we're going to know pretty soon because they're going to start to line up around this. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, a listener yesterday told us.
Sorry, that website was acrossnj.com, acrossnj.com.
Okay. Coming up, a listener told us about a food market that has changed hands and apparently continued the tradition of listening to the Dom Giordano show aloud in the food market. I'll tell you about it, and if it's true, we got to pay them a visit. 855-839-1210. Yeah, maybe she'll come with some kind of bear to Mulligan's with the bear. Johnny C. I love good promotion. People will show up for that. Can the bear throw a football 40 yards?
Do we have the bear in a cage, or are we just gonna, like, put on a leash out there?
Dan, when I started at WWDB, Dr. Jim Corey and all, I didn't have to do it because they curtailed it. I know you're not going to believe this. They did wrestle a bear.
Really?
Yes. They got the host in there. It was Corey, at least. He was the physical fitness giant guy.
Did they muzzle the bear? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. But, you know, wrestling a bear? I thought this is talk radio.
Khabib Nurmagomedov used to do that as a kid to train.
Yeah.
Those Dagestanis, they're crazy.
Oh, my God. All right. More calls coming up. The NBA is back in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Yes?
No, I'm sorry. I just pulled up a picture of that event. That is crazy. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. America's number one sports book wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All that you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to win 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano show. So we didn't mention yesterday, so much stuff happening. This stabbing over in Castor Gardens, a section of Northeast Philadelphia. I'm not sure if it's a middle school or not. The Inquirer reporting the metal detector there apparently does not pick up knives. You can't write this stuff for the Philadelphia public schools. Yeah, check the headline. Let me go
back.
Does
it detect metal?
It just said knives. I didn't read. I just saw that. Doesn't pick up knives. The district to discuss concerns about, and it's called Open Gate, the weapons detection system. Maybe you don't want to call it Open Gate.
Close gate?
What is ever the penalty?
Might suggest?
You know, we see McMahon going to be the education department czar, and they're coming after, oh, this is unserious. We need people that are serious about public education. Are they running the Philadelphia public schools? So the kid must know this, brings a knife in allegedly, stabs two people, I think two staff members, and the Inquirer says the weapons detection system at Castor Gardens Middle School, where two staffers were stabbed this week, does not pick up knives. Open gate is what it's called, and I'm not sure if it's the standard or some other detection. It's a recipe for disaster, in my opinion, said the president of the School Police Association. Why didn't this guy say something before this? Did they tell anybody at this? And they said even her members are not adequately trained and operate it. The district has allowed non-safety personnel to run scans over objections without any training at all. They did not run weapons detection on the student who brought the knife to school. Stabbing happened Thursday. 11-year-old student, special ed services, stabbed a paraprofessional and a climate staffer. Oh, my God. So who's responsible for this ultimately? Wouldn't it start at the top and filter down? Well, we don't have enough money. How many times do we go through the budget with this operation? How do you have a system and or people that cannot detect knives or is borderline on detecting? Well, Philadelphia Public Schools, at your service once again. All right, 855-839-1210. I'll tell you about this market that plays the show. We're going to talk with Linda Kearns as she gets ready to come to the big Mount Rushmore. We're working on a lot of surprises behind the scenes with that, too. Let's see how many of them come intact. But we got Presler, Kearns, Jim Worthington, and a lot of listeners, a lot of food, a lot of drink, and a great event. Don't forget Monday at the Newtown Athletic Club. It's free, no registration, nothing. Just show up. Be part of it in the audience. Maybe we'll get a question or two in there with you. And come and meet and celebrate and look forward to what's next after this victory. At Batteries Plus Bulbs in Mount Laurel and Northfield, my friend Roy is looking for help. Now, he has everything covered when it comes to batteries, bulbs, the name of the store. He was one of the originators of this concept. But we've sent so many people there over the years. He needs help to help customers. And the main thing he says is that, yeah, if you have a do-it-yourselfer, that would be great. He'll train you. Customer service is the key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk to Roy. Also, you need to talk with him and his team. If you have anything, tech, phone that's not working, business, you need help with something, these are the people that will help you. They don't go, we don't do that here. No. They're going to listen to you. This is exactly what you want. That's why they need some help themselves. They're in demand. Get them a call now at 856-638-0778. Roy tells me every time we talk, Dom, just tell them, we power it, we light it, and we fix it. And I would say you listen to people. You give them that all-out effort, and you succeed. That's what they do. 856-638-0778. Two big locations. Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel on Route 73, and Tilton Road in Northfield.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.